Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We got an exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. We'll be announcing the winners of the iPad 2s, the contest that we ran in December. So I'm looking forward to being able to announce the winners for that. And we've got a dynamic speaker lined up for you guys. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. I'm also excited about tonight's call, and I'm really looking forward to the winners. So we're actually going to hear from the three winners tonight, so we're very, very excited about that. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, it's my privilege to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's the leader of our Moore Success Team now for about nearly 28 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I am right here, Randy. I'm really excited. Of course, I'm always excited to work with my son and my grandson. It's always such a great privilege that God has granted it to us. You know, Randy, tonight we're going to announce the three winners, and I think they were all very, very surprised and ask them to say a few words. But this next speaker, Randy, I tell you, has stepped over the plate so many times in the last year and took out the slack when we needed it, does everything, I mean everything humanly possible to help our team, just has earned my respect over and over the last 20-something years. You know, she's been with the company since 1980, Randy, 1980. That's a long time for a young girl. She worked in the technology department. She was the head of accounting. She's also a financial analyst. She's a member of the corporate marketing team. Her present position right now, Randy, is doing promotions and conventions, and also she's assistant to Alan Fernie, Rip Mason, and, of course, works very closely with Tony Petrell. And it's my honor and it's my privilege to introduce my friend, Ms. Melanie Lawson.
Thank you, Ken Moore and Randy and Jeremy. I appreciate all three of you so much. You know, Ken, the best part about what used to be prepaid legal services and now Legal Shield is that it truly is a family atmosphere, whether you're family or not, because we're all driven by each other's success. You know, I think that's just a really unique part of this company, and I hope everybody on the line can understand exactly what I'm referring to. Ken's in the business, and Ken wants nothing more than everybody who's dialed in from South Carolina and California and as close as Broken Bow, Oklahoma, or wherever you may be. But the beauty of what our company has is that we all gain by everybody else's success. You know, in a typical corporate position, everybody's trying to climb the ladder, and when people are trying to climb ladders, typically people are getting stepped on, pushed down, depressed about different things. But, Ken, wouldn't you say that every person on this line will gain by other people's gains?
Absolutely, and I've proven it for nearly 28 years now. Now, it's absolutely true. I have people from other organizations all the time calling me, but I do never mind helping them because I know what goes around comes around. And if it's California or the state of Missouri, Mississippi, if I have someone there that needs help, I can pick up the phone, call someone in that state, and get that person some help. This is a people helping people business.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of people, I think they go, you know, she's got to be nuts. You know, I'm gonna celebrate my 32nd year in May with this company. And, you know, I have people that I went to high school with and then went to college with. And, you know, they'll call me and they'll go, are you still with that company? You know, they don't even take the time, some of them, to even learn what I've done, you know, because everybody who lives in Ada likes to believe that they know entirely everything about prepaid Legal Shield now. But it's quite humorous because they know nothing about us, really. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, people will stop me and they'll go, are you still there? Are you really are you not bored yet? And it's so hard for me to explain to anybody except my intimate family the pride I feel and the joy I get out of working for Legal Shield. You know, I started there when I was 18. I went through college. I moved through the corporation. But every day as I was progressing through this fine company to where I am today, I was helping people. I was either helping our sales force understand the value of the product, the value of the opportunity, or I was helping our members to understand the value proposition behind our membership. You know, I've always felt like my main role is to assist others. That's my function. So first of all, I want to make sure that everyone understands that the home office is not, quote, corporate. There's nothing corporate about our home office, because our home office is everyone on this line, and everybody you recruit tomorrow or the day after, we are your support staff. So I just want to make sure that you know we are dedicated to the field's success. Now, sure, I'm not, you know, I can't say that there aren't times that I even tell Ken Moore no. Or I might say, Ken, I don't necessarily agree with you. But that's because part of my responsibility is also to protect the longevity of the company, and not to say that Ken would ever do anything to jeopardize longevity, but I just want to say that we can't always say yes. But that doesn't mean that I am not 100% supporting Ken Moore, Jeremy Moore, Randy Moore, Linda Bowden, who's been with the company forever. I know I heard her chime in. You know, we are here to support the company and to grow this company. And what's happened in the last 12 months is phenomenally instrumental to each person on this line's success. You know, it's true that I, day in and day out, get to work with Alan and Rip. So I do have an inside perspective on where we are and where we're headed. But what you all have got to do is trust in the fact that while this company started in 1972, in my opinion, this company had the blessing by Mr. Schoenpfeifer deciding that it was his time to let go of the reins and let someone else take over. It's almost like we were rebirthed. You know, it's almost like we got to take advantage of all the years of dedication and service that Mr. Schoenpfeifer gave to this company. And it was almost like he had this infant and he raised it, and now we've graduated college and it's time for us to just kick it into gear and achieve all the success that he spent 40 years creating for us. Since we were purchased by MidOcean, and Rip and Alan have come into play, do you realize everything that they've accomplished? And I'm just gonna run through real quickly with about 10 highlights. But this is what they've accomplished, and the majority of what they've accomplished in the last 100 days. We've rebranded Prepaid Legal Services, and now we're called Legal Shield. I mean, that in itself, guys, makes me not be able to sleep at night. I mean, Legal Shield, does that not show the strength of the product that you can sell to everybody that crosses your path tonight, tomorrow, and the next few days? We've got, I think, just impeccable training now. We've got the first step that you can turn your new recruit onto immediately, the minute they're recruited. You have basic training. You have the flip books. Now you have the flip book with training online that's free. We did a fast start restart. We now have Players Club checks that are received at the third and sixth month instead of not having to wait until the 12th month. We have viral ads. We have the Career Builder Alliance, which will be talked about in more detail tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the leadership show, so everybody needs to tune in. We have, hang on, I'm trying to decide which ones I want to hit on, because if I read them all off, you guys are going to go to sleep on me. But we have the upgrade to the customer-facing materials. Are the brochures not phenomenal? And for all of you all that have sold a new member or who have become a new member recently, the member guide, I mean, just the member guide in itself, I mean, I just look at it with pride. Everything that I look at, I just look at with pride. It's not that what we had before wasn't the best of the best. I just think what we have now is even better. You know, I think it's important that we continue to improve on ourselves. So I can't properly, because I'm not a salesperson, and I apologize for that. Apologize to you, Ken, Jeremy, and Randy. I'm not a salesperson, but I can tell you that I am a motivated person, and I have been motivated the last 32 years to give everything I had to this company. But I tell all of you on the call that we haven't seen it yet, and I am more motivated today than I think I've ever been. You know, I'm just so excited to see what tomorrow is going to bring for this company. And for all of you on the call, I want you to feel that same excitement, the same feeling of pride that I have for the product that we have, for the opportunity that we have. And I just want to let you all know that there are success stories happening every single day right now. And there's absolutely no reason that every individual on this call should be having success. And the only thing that's stopping you from having the success that you want is the fact that you're not reaching out there and taking advantage of it. I talked to Frank and Lynn Mulcahy today that are in Texas, and they told me that they're going to platinum qualify 3 months in a row on personal production only. And Ken, that's quite a bit of business, is it not?
It's amazing, a lot of business. But you know, Melanie, that's not really so hard to do anymore. We used to have it harder. We just got to be thankful how easy it is. You know, people often ask me, Melly, Ken, you're getting older. You've been around a long time. Why don't you retire? And I say, are you kidding me? That's all I can think of.
Now, Ken, I suspect I'll retire before you do.
Well, I expect that you might need to retire before I do, Melanie. But, you know, after all, we all come of age sometime.
Yeah, right.
That wasn't nice, was it? But you got me a while ago when you said saying no to me. I didn't realize you ever said no to me. I've got to wake up, I guess.
Yeah, well, every once in a blue moon, I'm forced to say no to something. But I just say that because I want everybody to realize that, you know, you can't always say yes, but that doesn't mean that you don't care and you don't see someone's point of view. I mean, that's what it is. But tonight, I just... Once again, Ken, every time I'm on your calls, I feel a sense of responsibility to help our sales associates appreciate what they have. So tonight, I am going to close everything, which, once again, I didn't really do a training. I just did a presentation from my heart, because I think it's critically important that everybody appreciate what they have before them and realize that they just need to take advantage of what they have before them. I can't teach anyone on this line how to be a successful salesperson, but I can tell everybody on this line that you have everything that you need to be a successful salesperson. And the beauty of it is that you're on the More Success team, and that in itself allows you to have the success that you want. Because let me tell you, just in these three men are an incredible amount of sales talent, and I guarantee that they will give you the time that you need to become the salesperson that you want to be. The flip side of that is that anybody can sell this product, because absolutely everybody needs this product. And I think that's the uniqueness of what we're selling, is that you really don't even have to be a salesperson. If you learn the product, you utilize the brochures, the flip chart, you go to business briefings, you call the provider attorney, you sit and watch Darnell repeatedly talk about the product and the opportunity, use the product again, you call the provider attorney again, you become very, very familiar with how to utilize the provider attorney and what, you know, that you can call on basically any circumstance. You need to practice selling the product to your family. You know, if you've never made sales before, then tell your family first. You know, they might giggle at you when you say something wrong, but I guarantee as you completely go through the product offering over and over again, there'll become a time in which you're so confident that you don't even give it a second thought. You'll be checking out at a grocery store like Ken does, and you'll sell the person who's checking you out. Or you'll check into a hotel like Harold Pinson does, and you sell that, you sell the concierge before you even go to your room. I mean, I have sat and watched, Harold Pinson do that. And it's because he's so confident in the product, in the provider attorney, that he just, it just comes, you know, it's second nature to him to meet somebody, to ask them if they've ever heard of Legal Shield. And the minute they say no, and he immediately starts selling. Same way with Dave Savula in recruiting, Ken. You know, he's so confident in the opportunity and what he has before him that he doesn't let anybody walk by him without at least asking them if they're interested in learning about the company. So you need to have written goals. Everybody on this call needs to set themselves up to Players Club qualify every single month. You need to always be utilizing, make sure you're staying current, utilize any current promotion, which this month, simply put, the promotion for this month is any associate that's recruited in January can recruit their first three associates at $99 after a rebate. So you always need to stay current. You need to go to the provider attorney open house. You need to take your new recruits with you so that you have a relationship with your provider attorney, as well as your new recruits have a relationship with your provider attorney. You need to register for Oklahoma City Convention, especially all of these Texas and Oklahoma. I heard lots and lots of people from Texas and Oklahoma. There's no reason that you shouldn't be in those seats, in that arena, because let me tell you, we're going to roll out all the new recognition pieces under Legal Shield. Alan Fernley promises me it is the best stage that he has ever in his entire life, and he's got many, many years of experience, and he said it's just phenomenal. So I'm excited to see the stage. I've seen the new rings, Ken, Randy, and Jeremy, who are all ring earners. I've seen the new lapel pins for Legal Shield. All of those are going to be rolled out at Oklahoma City, and I can't imagine that anybody on this call doesn't want to be the first one to be wearing the new Legal Shield recognition pieces. So that's going to happen in convention. But I'm going to close my part with a challenge. Everybody on this call, I challenge you to send me your written goal for the first quarter of 2012. What I want from you is your name, is your associate number, and I want to know how many people you're going to recruit in January, February, March, and how many membership sales you're going to make in January, February, and March. Now, don't overstate it. Give me your realistic goal for those 3 months. Send me an email, melanielawson@pplsi.com, and Ken can circulate my email. That's fine. And anybody who hits their goal or exceeds their goal, you're going to be a part of a conference call, interactive conference call, with Mr. Rip Mason. Okay? So, Ken, I'm challenging your team and anybody else who's on this call who is not necessarily a part of your team. Send me an email with your goals, and I want monthly goals. I don't want, I'm going to sell 10. I want to know what you're going to do in January because it's important that you start in January. I don't want you to send me my first quarter goals and plan on doing everything in March. I want everybody on this call to start today with a goal that they can achieve. It's not by volume, everyone. It's a realistic goal that you can achieve for January, February, and March. Anyone who meets their goal or exceeds their goals will be part of an interactive conference call with Mr. Rip Mason. So I'll be expecting some emails. If I see anyone like Jeremy Moore who tells me 2, 2, and 2, I'm going to personally reach out to Jeremy Moore and tell him that he's capable of selling 30, 40, or 50 a month. So Jeremy, I'm calling you out on that. But I want to see them, and I want to see it happen, guys, okay?
Hey, Melly, you're great. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and I'll give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Melly.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Randy?
Thank you, Ms. Lawson. Appreciate you being on. And now, I guess, Mr. Moore, we're going to go ahead and announce the three winners of the iPad 2 contest. And for the first winner, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to Millionaire Club member Jeremy Moore. You want to announce the first one?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I guess we're going to kick it off with the winner of the recruiting portion of the iPad 2 giveaway. And the winner of brand new iPad 2 is from the great state of Idaho, Mr. Jesus Felix. He's under Mr. Dave Hall, Platinum and Millionaire Club member, ring runner on our team. Jesus, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations, man. You won the brand new iPad 2. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited to really be a part of all you interesting, very motivative gentlemen and ladies that really really motivate people. I've been in this business since December 10th, and my first couple of months I made about $4,000 or $5,000, and ever since then it's been awesome, and it's getting better and better and better. My goals this year is to really recruit 10 associates on a monthly basis, and I know I can do it, and I'm really excited to have won something. When Mr. Moore called me, he mentioned to me that I won an iPad, and I'm all like, what is that? Is that like an iPod or electronical device? What is that? And he said, no, it's like a little computer thing. Oh, wow! I've been wanting one of those. And so I'm really excited to hear all of you, and all of you have really motivated me in this call, and I'm so excited to be a part of this amazing, explosive team.
Well, again, Jesus, we appreciate you for all your hard work. You definitely earned it. It wasn't given to you. You had to go out and recruit the folks to get the tickets in the drawing, and you went out and accomplished that. And so we'll think and expect big things in the future from you, man.
Thank you, sir.
You have a great night.
You too.
All right, Dan, let's go back to you. I think you're going to do the production drawing, correct?
Absolutely, and we're going to go to the winner of that one is from the state of Texas, Miss Susan Mateo. Her upline is Mr. Jeff Hughes, another Millionaire Club member on our team. Susan, are you on the call?
I'm on the call.
Hey, you were a little excited when I talked to you earlier today.
I was quite excited. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for my New Year's gift. It was I'm thrilled. I'm just absolutely thrilled, and I'm happy to be a part of the Moore family team. It's just been a real blessing in my life. I've been a part of this since the Legal Shield since 2003, and so it's been a long time, and Jeff Hughes has been an important part of my life as well as the Moore team, and the passion that most of my clients show, the reason I have passion, rather, is because of the success stories that I have from my clients and from all the members that I have. They continually give me the inspiration to keep going and to strive, because I'm a caregiver. I've given to my, well, most of you who know me know that I was a caregiver for my mother for many years, and she passed away in the last couple of years, and so now I'm able to actually devote my time finally to Legal Shield. But I've done quite a bit in the meantime, and enjoyed all of my associations with my Dallas friends and the Moore family, and it's just been wonderful, and I've just have confidence in the product sells itself, and it's just been a wonderful experience for me, and I'm very appreciative to Jeff Hughes for even knowing about this, and I recruited Jeff actually. We laugh and talk about recruiting, and I'm in group sales because he was the associate at the company where I worked, and I was the HR director, and I just saw what he did and loved it, and I said, wow. And I called him. So I actually recruited myself because I found that it was just, I saw what he did, and it was just such a, all of my employees at the company came to me every day and said what this legal shield was doing for them and how much it was helping them and how much money it was saving them. And I thought, this is too incredible. I have to do this and help other people learn about it. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, you're blessed to have Mr. Jeff Hughes in your upline, and he's done an awesome job. But we're extremely proud of you tonight. We're extremely proud of what you're going to be doing in the future for yourself and, of course, for our team. And, again, I want to congratulate you for winning the iPad 2 in the sales division portion of the contest.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, Susan. Appreciate you very much. Mr. Moore, I'm going to go back to you to introduce the last one, but let everyone know exactly how we picked these three. I mean, we didn't just sit around and pick the people out ourselves. You actually had people from the home office handle this. Is that correct?
Actually, Tiffany Layton headed up getting the reports and everything for me, and then her team got together and sorted it all out, wrote the names on all that. We didn't want to do that ourselves. We wanted someone else to do it. And then I'm not sure who pulled the names, but Sheila Burris was supposed to, but I had to leave, and I don't know. And then I got the later today, I got it faxed to me, Randy, who the winners was. So we owe a lot of thanks there to the home office. They told us in the future that let them know a little quicker, and they would even do a better job for us. So that shows that home office support and the people there is really trying to help us a lot, Randy. And I know I appreciate it. I know we're going to have another contest, but we're going to have it in February. We haven't decided exactly what we're doing that, but we will have one in February, so we'll get ready for get ahead of the convention, you know, to do some great things. And I think it's helped some of these people kick off. I know that my wife and daughter and my secretary and everybody else said, where's my iPad 2 at? I told them they got to go to work. So, but, you know, it's been a great call so far. But this next lady, I have a joy and a privilege introducing. She's under Linda Bowden, which, you know, has been on our team forever and then one day. And this lady, of course, this month she's a gold executive director. Believe I might be mistaken. I think she wrote 130-something apps, Randy, but I think she was thrilled. I guess I neglected her to tell her about the contest because when I call her, she says, what contest? So I guess I, like a lot of other executive directors, are going to have to better on the next getting this out. I know we sent emails and everything out. But the next one, we're going to do a lot better job to all you folks, letting you know. And all you got to do is help us participate and being on the calls. And when we put one out, get in there and try to be the winner. If you don't, so what? You just made a lot more money recruiting, a lot more money selling a membership. If you do happen to win something like this, it's just icing on the cake. So it's my privilege to introduce my friend, Ms. Rona Unsel.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, I'm so excited. You surprised me when you called. I had no idea. And yeah. Shirlene wanted to keep my prize. So, no, this is just great. I'm real excited about it. And, of course, it's such a pleasure and such an honor to be on the Moore team, and I get so much from it. Because Kenneth and I talk regularly, and Linda Bowden is so supportive. She sent me a New Year's card, and Yvette Mayo has become a dear, dear friend. So, I mean, I just get, you know, I get a lot of support and a lot of help from everybody on the team. So I want to thank everybody. Thank you so much. And anybody who's on the call, who's on the Moore team, I mean, you are in the right place with the right company. So we have a lot to look forward to.
Thank you, Rona. I'm going to tell you like Wilmer used to tell me. He said, I love you to pieces, just sell more.
No.
No way. We love you and appreciate you very much. Thank you, Rona. Brandy, did you or Jeremy have anything else to say?
Ken, can I say something?
Yes, you can. You know that.
This is Linda Bowden. I just want to say, Rona Unsel, if Rona's still there, you are the most consistent person on my entire team.
Wow.
Wow, is it true?
I mean, there's been 100 and I hate to even say it, 60-something thousand people that have rolled through my team in all these years. And Rona is, I mean, everyone on the call, her success is because she just does it every month, month after month after month. Rona is doing Legal Shield. And what a blessing it's been, I'm sure, for her. And it's such a cool thing. So, Rona, thank you. You're awesome.
Oh, well, thank you, Linda. Well, you set a great example. You do set a great example, and that's quite a compliment because you've got a huge team. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. And by the way, Linda, I tried to call you earlier. I'll call you in the morning, okay?
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
Randy, back to you.
Ms. Morse, time to go ahead and close.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you so much for being on the team. Thank you so much for the year we've had. Last month was a lot better than the month before. This month's going to even be better than that. This is our year of 2012. This is our year to let them know what the Moore Success Team's all about. And that's putting God first and family second and Legal Shield third, but with a lot of increased production, a lot of increased recruiting. Thank you, each one. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.